After 2017, the legislation would index the minimum wage to inflation. That's something House Government Operations Committee Chair Pete Lund doesn't want. The Republican lawmaker says it would be bad for the economy and take flexibility away from employers. The bill is a compromise that's meant to preempt a petition drive to boost the minimum wage to $10.10 an hour. Rudy Hobbs is the top Democrat on the panel. He says it won't be much of a compromise if the bill does not tie the wage to inflation.
We do want to see indexing. We want to see a reasonable minimum wage, or they can take it to the ballot.
The legislation with the inflation provision got bipartisan support when it cleared the state Senate last week. For the Michigan Public Radio Network, I'm Jake Neer at the state capitol.